Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I'm sure probably for most people listening, we can all identify probably more than one local small business that has closed in the restaurant sector. One of the reasons, and we've seen many stories over the last number of weeks about the concerns over the hospitality sectors, but one of the contributing factors is the changes to the fact that the VAT rate that was reduced. Just actually yesterday in the papers there was an article looking at just how larger hotels are paying the same VAT rates as independent small cafes. So is that fair? What do you think? And it looks inevitable that small independent operators are going to be squeezed out. And a lot of these hotels, even hotels that maybe at one time were kind of family owned, have been bought by these big international chains, which are just operating obviously on a different level, and they're also able to withstand financial instability in a different way, of course, than a small family-owned business. And we are seeing this happen across the country. On the line to give us their thoughts, we have the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and Adam Hallisey joins me now. Adam, just take us back to the backdrop of this VAT change. It was reduced during the pandemic. It's changed recently. What have the changes been and what impact have they had?
Thanks, Wendy. It's great to be on with you this morning. So last September, the government made the decision to introduce a 50% hike in the VAT rate for the hospitality industry. The level was at 9%. It went up to 13.5%. And in the interim, we have seen, as you outlined, hundreds and hundreds of closures of small independent restaurants, cafes and other food-led businesses right across the country. Just to give, I suppose, the statistical context, in 2024, we're seeing roughly a trend of two food businesses a day closing, with 71 closures in February alone. And when we at the Restaurants Association speak to those who either have had to shut down their business or are facing imminent closure, time and time again, in the vast majority of cases, the increased VAT rate is cited to us as the reason for closure. There are other issues in terms of heightened energy costs, insurance costs. The minimum wage has gone up 12.4%. Pension auto-enrollment will be adding additional costs to businesses at the latter half of this year. But the VAT rate is something that was within the government's control, and it made the decision to increase it in September despite warnings from the Restaurants Association and our members. And I think that, unfortunately, the impact that it has had has been disastrous and evident.
Do you think, just on that point, Adam, of, you know, the difference between these big, say, hotel chains or restaurant chains, is it a case, is it something that could be workable that, you know, depending on the business's size and the number of people they employ, that the government could look at kind of a tiered system, or what are you asking the government for?
So the way that practically it would work, and this proposal has support right across the hospitality industry, from hotels, food operators and others, is that we are proposing to split the VAT rate between food and accommodation. So under that, you would see the restaurant, the small cafe, the coffee shop, the gastropub and the hotel restaurant be taxed at a 9% VAT rate, while the accommodation aspect of the hospitality sector would remain at 13.5%. And this is a proposal that has support in the hospitality industry, great political support, and support among the public as well. We saw that 64% of people in a recent Business Post Red Sea poll support it, while only 18% were against. When you break down the $750 million a year that the VAT reduction cost in the past, which encompassed the whole of the tourism and hospitality industry, hotel accommodation represented about $250 to $300 million of that. So our proposal takes that out, and we say this needs to be for food-led businesses because they are the businesses that are most labour-intensive, low margin, and are facing closure at the moment.
And are you being listened to? Have you had a chance to sit down with the minister and lay your case? What's the response been?
So at the start of this year, you might remember, I think closures were at their very worst, and the media coverage of it was at its very highest. And so we met with various senior ministers, And I think once you get into the room with them, with us, the representative body, but also with the restaurateurs who brought their accounts and showed the ministers that revenue has never been greater. People still support our businesses. People still have great interest in visiting social outlets like restaurants and cafes, but the margins have never been tighter. And businesses that were previously viable are now no longer viable and are in the minus or are facing a margin of 0 to 1%. So the ministers, and in particular, I must say, Ministers Coveney and Richmond, our enterprise ministers, they do get it. And they have supported a split in the VAT rate and a return of the 9% rate for food-led businesses for quite some months. But I suppose...
It hasn't happened yet.
The ball is correct. And the ball is really in the court of the finance minister now, Michael McGrath. So he says that, it's something that will be really strongly considered in the budget in October, that he wants to avoid a mini-budget at all costs. But our fear, and if you talk to hospitality operators on the ground, they will surely echo this, is that hundreds and hundreds, according to current trends, of additional businesses in our industry will close between now and October's budget if meaningful action is not taken.
And I think you're right, Adam, in the sense that for most people, when they're looking at, you know, their local towns and villages and businesses that maybe have been there many years that they want to support close down, it is kind of heartbreaking. And even I know myself, and I'm sure for many listening, I've seen just little small independent restaurants, coffee shops and that, and they've put up the sign saying, we're sorry, we have to increase our prices, but the VAT rate has changed. They're explaining it. And people, as you say, they still want to support it. But obviously it hasn't become enough of an issue that the ball isn't moving quickly enough. Do you think it'll be an election issue?
Oh, absolutely. I think that what is happening in the hospitality industry right now in terms of our crisis of closures is slowly starting to creep into other industries. And there's not a small or medium-sized business in the entire country that isn't, you know, facing these difficulties, despite the fact that members of the public are in full support of their businesses. And places are saying to us that they feel like they're busy fools because they're packed out on Fridays and Saturday nights. Bookings are strong, particularly on weekends like the recent St. Patrick's weekend, Christmas season, going into the strong tourist summer. But
you can be lulled into a small kind of a sense of security, you know. We have had that joke many times. No recession here, you know, that joke, that because the places look full, and then you see it closing down, you're thinking, what's going on?
Well, until you look at the accounts and you see, you know, the labour costs have went up 6.6% for our industry this year. That's going to rise almost 20% by 2026. It's an increase in costs while revenue intake has remained stagnant or not matched those increases. And it's just simple math. The margin, our industry was always a low margin, labour intensive industry. And now that the minimum wage is moving towards a living wage, that 6 days are due to go from 3 to 10 over the next few years, that pension auto-enrollment is going to be introduced. While Google and Apple and multinational corporations might be able to withstand these changes, and probably will, your local restaurant and cafe won't be. And that brings us probably back to the point that, you know, we need some nuance, and we need some nuance in this debate where your local cafe is not Google and it doesn't have that margin. And so it's not a surprise to see that despite the fact it's busy, it hasn't been able to withstand energy cost increases, but also food cost increases, but also government-induced measures that have come into place, including the VAT rate.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. That's Adam Halsey from the Restaurants Association of Ireland, just really laying out the stark impact that the changes to the VAT rate from 9 to 13.5% has had, particularly on small businesses in the hospitality sector.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.